Nathan Hickey, 2 RBIs for Worcester. Providence Bruins lose 4-2 to Springfield, and the Worcester Railers fell 4-0 to Trois-Rivières. In Quebec, they fell 2-0 Saturday. They failed to earn 1 point that they needed to qualify for the postseason in the final 2 games. NASCAR from Texas Motor Speedway, Chase Elliott took the first checkered flag of the season for him. Brad Keselowski and William Byron rounded out the podium finish. And from the Masters in golf, Scotty Scheffler took the green jacket for the second time at Augusta. That is your look at sports from In Sports. I'm Lou Mandeville.
The latest Buick and GMC models, as well as used cars, trucks, and SUVs, can be found at Tasca Buick GMC in Woonsocket. The Buick Encore GX is a sporty SUV that strikes a distinctively athletic tone. The Envision has a suite of 6 advanced safety and driver assistance technologies that come standard. The GMC Sierra 1500, Acadia, and Terrain trucks are on the lot now at Tasca Buick GMC. Visit TaskaBuickGMC.com to see their entire inventory of new and used cars. Tasca Buick GMC, Fortin Drive, Woonsocket, is open 7 days a week.
We are local and live at 99.5.
Time now for At the Library with Leslie Page from the Woonsocket Harris Public Library.
Good morning. Our hours are Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesdays and Thursdays from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., 2 to 4 p.m., and 6 to 8 p.m. Tuesdays and Fridays from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m., and Saturdays from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. This school vacation week, the Children's Department is offering Sensory Exploration Fun at 10 a.m. today and also on Wednesday, April 17th, Fiber and Fabric on Tuesday, April 16th at 2:30 p.m., Music with Mr. Muhammad on Wednesday, April 17th at 3 p.m. Wana Iguana Reptile Show, Thursday, April 18th at 2 p.m. This program requires registration. Kids Paint on Friday, April 19th at 10:30 a.m. And Origami with Mrs. Go on Saturday, April 20th at 2 p.m. For more information about all children's programs, please call 767-4122. Our teen department will hold a tabletop role-playing game on Tuesday from 3 to 4:30 p.m., anyone age 11 through 18 is welcome. Storytelling through theater, a drop-in workshop for ages 11 through 18, will be held on Thursday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. Foodie Fun Time on Wednesday, April 17th at 3 p.m., and Henna by Pinky on Friday, April 19th at 3 p.m. For more information on all teen programs, please call 767-4132. Dance Fitness with Connie will be held on Wednesday, April 17th at 6 p.m. Join Connie for an evening of stretching and moving. This class is designed for the older adult. All of the latest information about programs, services we offer, and how to reach us can be found at our website, woonsocketlibrary.org, or on our Facebook page. If you have any questions or would like more information about anything I've mentioned today, please call us at 769-9044. And we look forward to seeing you at the library.
We are local and live at 99.5.
You like vanilla and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, or chocolate strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off.
Well, you don't have to call the whole thing off because you're listening to Food First right here on ON Radio. Good morning, everyone. My name is Karen Zangari. I'm a registered dietitian and diabetes educator, and I am here to talk about food, nutrition, and you. And I thought today I might talk about something you may be aware of, but maybe not, but it's called the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. And this is updated every 5 years. I'm going to be talking about the 2020-2025 set of guidelines. And there's a slogan to it called Make Every Bite Count, which is a pretty cool slogan, I would say. And the dietary guidelines, I thought we'd talk a little bit about that, kind of provide science-based advice. And that's the key, not opinion, but science-based advice on what to eat and drink to help people meet their nutrient needs. We all have nutrient needs. We don't eat nutrients, we eat food, but how to eat and eating patterns to help us meet nutrient needs to promote health. Certainly, that's a very important thing. How we eat is so important with the prevention of a lot of chronic diseases, as well as the treatment. And that's number three, to help prevent chronic disease. And the 2020-2025 dietary guidelines are the first set of guidelines. Again, they update them every 5 years using the latest research in nutrition information and science. This is the first one to provide guidance for healthy dietary patterns by life stages. And so that's really interesting when you get into it. And I want to give you the website as well, or I should say the, so you can look it up online. You can go to the dietary guidelines, a wealth of information, a lot of information. And just to make it easy for you to remember it, it's www.dietaryguidelines.gov for government. So that's the dietaryguidelines.gov. And so what's interesting is that the federal government has provided advice on what to eat and drink for really over 100 years. Of course, we're in the 2020s, so we're looking back at like the 1920s. But since 1990, the secretaries of agriculture and also of the Health and Human Services are required by law to publish the dietary guidelines for Americans every 5 years so that we see what the latest recommendations are. Because nutrition is a science, and the more information we get, all of us know through our lifetimes, we keep hearing recommendations by different agencies, health agencies, the American Heart Association, the American Diabetes Association, the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. And these are situations and advice that is given based on the latest research that's done. And if things change, you know, they're going through all the studies and seeing if studies are really accurate. Because anybody could do a study, well, I shouldn't say anybody could, but if a scientist did a study, we in the field know, oh, we have to look at that study. Was it, how large was the sample? How long was the study? Just to see if it was a good study, and if it was one that could be reproduced again, like if somebody did, they continued research in that particular area and they could get similar results. So all of that is looked at. A lot of the time what makes it on the news is a study. So we've talked about this before, that you'll hear, oh, exciting news, there's one study that shows this. And if it's just one study, we know it's important to pay attention, to note it, and then see if there's more research that's done on it, but to really go with the recommendations from, again, the different agencies I was talking about, who use scientists, who use researchers and medical professionals and a lot of different people to give input into this to really determine which way the guidelines should go. So for us in nutrition, it's always really, really interesting. And as I said, every 5 years, it's updated. The new ones come out. And the process really begins, too, with a group of nominated individuals. With the there's an advisory committee, the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. And I think I saw, because it's 2023, that the process has begun. And I think they're looking for researchers and people to be involved with the Dietary Guidelines Advisory Committee. And that's a group of nominated individuals who review all the current nutrition research. And then they draft a specific scientific report that the USDA and the Health and Human Services then use to kind of put together the final guidelines. And they also provide opportunities for public input as well. That's an important thing. And so the next step is to develop the guidelines, to coordinate the clearance of the guidelines through different departments. So there's a lot of moving parts here, just looking at the latest research, the latest recommendations, and making sure that there's input into the whole scientific input, you know, so that we can kind of follow along these guidelines. But these guidelines are used by a lot of policymakers, federal agencies, the MyPlate. You know, we've talked about the MyPlate program, public health care, health care, education, and businesses all really rely on the dietary guidelines. So there are, with the 2020-2025, three key principles of the latest set of guidelines, dietary guidelines for Americans. And they try to boil it down, if you excuse the pun, but to talk about as specific as possible. And as I said, there's also, when you go online, you can see, if you wanted to, and you can go check out the dietary guidelines. It does talk about the different life stages, like 2 to 4 year olds. And actually, I have some good information that I was going to share with you too, you know, with young children, older children, teens, young adults, older adults. And what we call, you're going to all know all these scientific terms, but we'll be looking at the Healthy Eating Index too, and how people follow the dietary guidelines. So when deciding what to eat or drink, this is what the latest guidelines are, it helps to follow these three key dietary principles to eat in as nutrient-rich. Now, I say nutrient-rich, so that's food, those are foods that have a lot of nutrients in them, vitamins, minerals, fiber. And as we've talked about in the past, we know that there are substances in fruits and vegetables and a lot of the plant foods that we don't even know about yet. And they're known collectively as phytochemicals. And some of them we do know. We know like sulforaphane in broccoli, lycopene in tomatoes, resveratrol in grapes. You know, you may have even heard of some of these. So we know that there's something in these particular foods, the vegetables and the fruits. And so those are considered to be nutrient dense is the word that's used scientifically. So nutrient dense, so you've got a lot of nutrients for the calories. So your fruits and vegetables, they're way up there. Your whole grains, your low-fat or non-fat dairy, or soy milk if you need it, or lactate milk, the kind of oils that you're using. So we're looking at how can you get, oh, and for protein, of course, lean protein. So, you know, the American Heart Association recommends fish at least twice a week, skinless poultry, certainly soy, fish, and I think we mentioned fish, lean cuts of meat like round or loin. And we really do look at patterns. So it's helpful for people to look at day to day how they're eating as opposed to like on just a holiday. But if you're eating every day like it's a holiday, that's your eating pattern. And if there are medical reasons why you might need to change, that's something important to look at. So when we're looking at the nutrient dense foods, I'm so used to saying nutrient rich, like I said, but these are the three key dietary principles. One, meet nutritional needs primarily from nutrient dense foods. I was going to say fruits and vegetables, but and foods and beverages. Number two, choose a variety of options from each food group. And that's always important too, because though we do tend to like certain foods that we have often, different foods offer different nutrients. So fruits, vegetables, grains, low-fat or non-fat dairy, protein foods, having a little variety in there. And number three, pay attention to portion sizes, which is always key because we can eat in a really healthy way, but eat large amounts of healthy foods. And if we're taking in too many calories and a person's weight is more than they would like or might be in an overweight or obese category, then certainly looking at portion sizes is going to be really key. And one of the things that really helps is the plate method. So I'm going into the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, the way that the guidelines are set up, and looking at healthy eating is important at every stage of life. So I'm reading this right now. The benefits add up over time, bite by bite. So thinking about that is very important. And remember too, you know, eating slowly, watching your portion sizes, and using a smaller plate if you're somebody who needs to lose weight or not gain weight, maintain your weight. Of course, if you're looking to, some people need to gain weight, in which case it still would be nutrient dense foods that you would be choosing, but you could, if you need to gain weight in a healthy way, you could add certainly unsaturated oils like olive oil and nut butters and peanut butter and avocado and things like that. So depending on your situation, but in general, we'll talk about a smaller 9-inch plate, half the plate, your vegetables, you put some fruit in there too, And as they say, the focus is on whole fruit. So eating the fruit as opposed to drinking the juice. Vary your veggies, having different vegetables day to day. And think about color. So think about dark green, dark orange, you know, different colors. Those colors often have higher amounts of beta carotene, and those are, you know, turned to vitamin A in the body. So these are nutrient-dense foods that you're eating, but they're also pretty. They're colorful. Eat the rainbow, as we say. With the grains, so a quarter of your plate then would be grains. That says make half your grains whole. So a little play on words there. So aim for the whole grains as much as possible. Whole wheat, whole rye, whole oats. Protein, vary your protein routine is the little slogan there. So fish one day, or you could do vegetarian sources of protein, certainly. And beans are a great source of protein. Beans and rice together kind of complete a protein. Some grain, or actually quinoa is a seed, but that also has protein in it. Soy products definitely have are really good as far as being complete protein. And so when it comes to dairy, move to low fat, like 1% or fat-free dairy, milk or yogurt. Or you can even try a lactose-free dairy if you need to, or a fortified soy version, so soy milk or soy yogurt with calcium and vitamin D added to it. And then the next recommendation is to choose foods and beverages with less added sugar, saturated fat, and sodium. Really try to cut down on all of those. So that's kind of walking through the plate. And when they talk about making nutrient-dense choices, it's kind of interesting with the guidelines. They actually gave examples. And a good way of looking at it is each meal and each snack is an opportunity for you to make a healthy choice. So think about that. You know, are you getting the plate method with you getting that produce and the vegetables, half the plate, choosing whole grains, lean protein, small amounts of unsaturated oils, watch the portion sizes of fruit, you know, low fat or non-fat dairy. But they make some, they have some examples here. I'm kind of reading. They kind of showed like a frosted cereal, sugary kind of cereal. And instead of that, they were saying that's kind of a typical choice for a lot of people, going with a more nutrient dense, which would be plain. Like in this case, they're just using shredded wheat as an example. Or in another case, quite often they'll find in like food records and dietary habits of Americans, whole fat yogurt with added sugar, as opposed to choosing instead plain low fat yogurt with fruit. So if you have some fruit, you can put some plain low-fat or non-fat yogurt on there, and that'll give you protein, calcium, vitamin D if that's fortified. Instead of butter for oil, for fats, trying vegetable oils. Again, like olive oil, canola oil, nut butters, more plant-based kind of oils. And instead of soda, switching over to like a sparkling water. So they're trying to, you know, show people examples of how to make those changes to go with the more nutrient-dense foods. And I just thought I'd share this with you before we wrap up. There's something called the Healthy Eating Index, and that kind of measures how closely food and beverage choices are kind of aligning with the dietary guidelines. They have ways of kind of asking people about how they're eating. And a higher score, total score, indicates a higher quality diet. And so then they looked at the different age groups and how people adhere to the dietary guidelines. And again, this is from 2015, but looking at the average total healthy index, healthy eating index. So they found that with ages 2 to 4, 61 was the number. So that was the score, which was up there, 61 out of 100. Ages 5 to 8, it went down to 55. And again, this is looking at how closely food and beverages kind of align with the dietary guidelines. Ages 9 to 13 dropped a little more to 52. Ages 14 to 18, it dropped to 51. So you can see that the adherence to the guidelines is kind of dropping, especially ages 14 to 18. Ages 19 to 30 goes up a little to 56 is the index there. Ages 31 to 59, it's going up a little bit more to 59. Then ages 60 plus, it goes up to 63. So now more people are starting to adhere to the nutrition guidelines. So ages 2 to 4 and ages 60 and above. So it's kind of interesting, you know, so for educators, for health professionals, for federal programs, or for everybody out there to know that this is interesting, you know, and looking at all the factors that could be influencing how, particularly, you know, when it starts to drop from like age 5 until about age 18. So really kind of looking at how the kids in those categories are eating and looking at all the different influences on their intake. So time always flies, of course, when we're talking nutrition. And I just thought it might be interesting to kind of look through the dietary guidelines. We hear about them, you know, in general. Every 5 years when they come out, it's a big deal. Well, it is for us dietitians. Maybe it's not for anybody else. But for us, it's a big deal. And it is always in the news because it is every 5 years. And they're trying to, again, it's based on the latest scientific information and recommendations, which can change based on the preponderance of the evidence. In other words, as many studies pointing in one direction. And if they say, you know what, now we can start making some changes based on all of this evidence and all of this science. And again, that's because nutrition is a science. Although it does translate into what you eat every day, what you have for breakfast, what you eat for lunch, what you have for supper, and are you being physically active? There's so many different things that all play a role in being as healthy as you can. And again, just to kind of sum up from the dietary guidelines, meet nutritional needs primarily from nutrient-dense foods and beverages. Choose a variety of options from each food group and pay attention to portion sizes. Wise words for us all. Well, again, this is Karen Zangari, registered dietitian and diabetes educator, wishing you a very healthy, happy week. And we will be talking again next Monday after Coffee Ann. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
You like potato?
And you like potato?
You like tomato?
And you like tomato?
Potato?
Potato?
Tomato?
Tomato?
Let's go big old.
OM 1240.
At Dean Bank, their focus is on helping their customers achieve financial success. Dean Bank is a full-service bank, so they're able to deliver solutions that solve financial problems of all shapes and sizes. And as your neighbor, it's their mission to make a positive impact within the communities where they live and work. Dean Bank offers scholarships to students from participating schools, sponsor local charitable organizations, and more. Visit one of their local Blackstone Valley branches in Bellingham and Blackstone today, or find us online at deanbank.com. Dean Bank, it's my bank.
This ON AM and FM forecast brought to you by Dean Bank, with nearby offices in Blackstone in the Park and Shop Plaza and Bellingham at Crook's Corner, or 24/7 at deanbank.com.
Today, mostly sunny, high temperature near 67, a west wind 5 to 13 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperature around 41, west wind 6 to 9 miles per hour. Tuesday, another sunny day, high near 66. Tuesday night, mostly clear, low around 40. Wednesday, mostly sunny, high near 63. The outlook for Thursday, mostly cloudy and a high near 56.
Just as much as ever, I need you and want you to be near. Just as much as ever, I love you and always will, my dear. Even though we two are parted, my feelings for you never draw. For loving you is something I started and don't know how to stop. Just as much as ever, I'm hoping that you'll be mine again. Darling, 'cause I'll never be sad.